Welcome back to the Heidi and Frank Show. Fleetwood Mac Live 2013 tour. Tickets go on sale this Friday.
Yeah.
For their shows out here at the Hollywood Bowl, May 25th, and the Honda Center in Anaheim, May 28th. And who better to promote this tour than Stevie Nicks?
Can you believe it?
Stevie Nicks is on the phone with us. Hello, m'lady.
Hello, how are you?
We're good. We're excited to be talking to you, that's for sure.
I'm starstruck.
Thank you.
No, seriously, it's like we've been in this position, you know, now for at KLOS for about 3 months, and it seems like the people we've been talking to is just like you don't think it can top one could top the next or top the next, and now you know being able to talk to Stevie Nicks of all people, I'm freaking out.
Yeah, we just love you.
Thank you so much. Well, I'm this is one of my favorite radio stations, so I'm thrilled to be talking to you also.
After 3 years on your break from touring, are you ready to get back out there and do the 34 cities again?
Oh, it's going to be more than that.
Really?
It's going to be more than 34 cities?
I think so.
Oh, good Lord.
Are you looking?
Excuse me. I'm always looking on the bright side.
Are you looking forward to a particular city? I mean, like one of your favorites?
Well, you know, the big cities, of course. You look forward to Los Angeles. You look forward to San Francisco. You look forward to Chicago. You look forward to New York. It's like there's, you know, there's kind of, but that's, but really, in fact, you know, it doesn't really matter. It just matters about the people. So you could have, you know, you can go to a city you've never, ever in your life been to, and it can turn out to be, like, the greatest city of the tour.
So I know that the thing that's fun for you, I'm sure, Stevie Nicks, is that you get out on stage, you're doing what you love to do, and the screaming fans and all that good energy, that's obviously why you do it. But what's the thing about touring that you don't like?
Well, you know, it's tiring.
Yeah.
But on the other side of that, there's, you know, I wouldn't really like being in one place all the time either.
Oh, really? You know, see, that's me. I like being home, so it'd be tough for me. But you don't mind living
right.
out of a suitcase.
I you know, but I'm not used to being home hardly ever. So
yeah.
The thing is that when I'm home, it's great. But when I'm home, I'm on vacation, obviously. But when we're, you know, when we're on the road, we're traveling. We're going from city to city, and you know, we fly after the shows. So it's exciting because I think that the best part, secondary to the show, is the plane flight after, because that's when we actually get to hang out and talk, and everybody's calm because the show's over. So everybody's in a different, really great state of mind, and we get to discuss what happened on stage, and well, really, basically, just how your day was, and where we're going. And so that's really a great time to sort of, you get your closure every night, because you don't go back to your hotel and go to bed and then get up and have to, if you have a day off, you don't want to fly on your day off, because then you don't have a day off. It's a travel day.
Yeah.
So if you get on
a plane right after your show and get the heck out of that city, then you are, then you really have a day off the next day, because you wake up in your day off place. So that's what we do. And I think that makes it easier, because nobody goes to bed early anyway. So you might as well actually put your time up. I mean, like, the last time I was asleep before 4 in the morning was probably, I don't know, maybe 20 years ago.
Jesus, that's when Frank and I are getting up to do this morning show. We get up at 3:30 in the morning. It's awful.
Well, you know what? I will tell you a funny story. When we go into Fleetwood Mac rehearsal, because Lindsay has to start at around 2:30, because he has 3 kids, and so we give him that. So he wants to be gone out of there by 7:30 at night, which is, for the rest of us, kind of ridiculous. But it's okay, because we understand why. He wants to be home with his kids.
He's a family man, yeah.
So I have to get up at like 7, because I have to do a vocal lesson, and then it has to be 3 hours before I sing.
Wait, Stevie Nicks is still doing vocal lessons? Explain that to a non-musician. That makes no sense.
You have to if you want to sing, if you want to do a 2.5-hour set and sing this kind of songs that I sing, you have to. If you want to sing great, let's put it that way. If you want to be great on stage, you have to put something into it. So I do a 40-minute vocal lesson every single day.
Me.
Or whether it's a show. But in order to be ready to sing at 2,
yeah.
I have to get up at 7. So I can relate to what you guys do. And it's a different world, I have to say.
Mm-hmm.
But I sort of, because I have to do it, I sort of enjoy it, because there's a certain quiet and calm.
You get a lot done.
About the early morning that is very mysterious to me. And I for that 2 months of rehearsal, I enjoy it.
This new tour also marks the 35th anniversary of the release of Fleetwood Mac Rumors album in 1977.
Yeah.
Now, that had such great success. Were you freaked out that it's like, well, we had such a successful album that this is it? I mean, you went on to have, you know, much more success after that. But were you kind of freaked out at the time because of the success that it might be too much success at once? Yeah.
No, and I'll tell you why. Because every time you do a record, you know, you're out on the road, and you're not really, like, getting a copy of Billboard under your door every day, you know, so you're not really that aware of how good it's doing. You're aware because your concerts are going well, but nobody is calling you every day saying, it's five, it's four, it's three, it's two, it's still two, it's one, it's one, it's two, it's one. Nobody's doing that. So the whole, you know, the whole time we were going through rumors, in that first 6 months where it went so completely crazy, we were totally on the road. So you're not as aware as if you were just in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And you were getting all the numbers every day, like the record people at the record companies do. We're not getting that. So by the time we actually got home from the tour, then, you know, we realized that it was a huge record. But of course, then what do you do? First thing you do is start to think about your next record. So you don't really hang out and, like, revel in your
right.
glory from rumors.
You just work.
You move on to the next record.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, when you live in our world, it's all moving very, very fast. And maybe that's why it stays really exciting, is because there really isn't much time to sit around and think about anything except the next song you're going to write or the next record that you're going to do.
Now, I did see you mentoring on the show American Idol, correct?
Yes.
And did they ever approach you about possibly being a judge for that show?
They didn't. And, I mean, I don't know. Maybe they would have. But, you know, I was totally on the road. I was going straight on the road
yeah.
with In Your Dreams, and that was going to take me through the end of this year, which I had made extremely clear to everybody, including Fleetwood Mac and the press, that I was going to take another year to work my record In Your Dreams. So that's what I did, and everybody knew that I wouldn't finish until November, which I didn't finish until three weeks ago. And then I was going, and I also made it very clear that as of January 2013, that I was moving into Fleetwood Mac. So, you know, when you're
yeah.
you're busy
on a Fleetwood Mac tour for the entirety of 2013, and you're finishing the last 6 months of 2012 for In Your Dreams, it would be kind of crazy for anybody to bother to ask me to do anything, because it's already been put out there that I am completely booked up.
Now, if a show like that would have existed back in the day, how do you think a 16-year-old Stevie Nicks would have fared on that type of show?
Well, you know, the thing is that back in the day, if this show had existed, we wouldn't have gone on it.
Ah!
You were way too cool for
that. That's right.
In today's day, if Lindsay and I moved here and it was, and the music business was in the, you know, dire straits, in my opinion, that it is now because of internet piracy,
mm-hmm.
Would we have gone on those shows? Absolutely. Because if that was the only way, you know, you'd be doing gigs all up and down the California coast, and I'd still be a waitress 3 days out of seven or four, and we'd go on American Idol, absolutely, because we would have, I want to quote that, me, I would have said to Lindsay, we're going on that show.
Right. Because well, we had voted for you.
Yes.
Sick of being a waitress, and if this is the only way that we're going to get noticed, we're going on that show.
Well, Stevie Nicks, you're going to Hollywood.
No, we love you.
Thank you so much, Stevie, for being on the show with us. Again, Fleetwood Mac Live 2013 Tour. Tickets go on sale this Friday for the Hollywood Bowl May 25th and the Honda Center in Anaheim May 28th. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Heidi and Frank.
It's an honor.
It's a joy to talk to you.
Thank you. Anytime, baby.
Okay.
All right.
Bye, Stevie.
Next time.
Okay, bye.
When we come back, it's time to give away some more KLOS Christmas show tickets. Oh, you hung up on Stevie Nicks?
I think I hit the button on accident.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, no. Yeah. I wanted to... Oh, well.
That's okay.
Big fat thumb.
1-800-955-5567 is the number. Call in. I got a pair of KLOS Christmas show tickets going out the door. We are Heidi and Frank.
Oh, that was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety, on demand, and if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day, all you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.